Let's go down back to the bench, and the Golden Brett joins us. Brett, how you doing, buddy? What's it been like for you to watch this happen?
Dude, this is nuts, because I am like, before the game, I'm sitting around. I'm like, you guys, don't worry about it. We're going to probably shut them out. We're going to win it. Dun, dun, dun. I'm like, this is not a big deal. And then as the game went on and we're winning and we're, and all of a sudden, I still can't stop crying. It is so exciting. I can't even fathom how awesome this is for the people of St. Louis and the St. Louis Blues hockey fans. It is, they have supported this team through thick and thin, and we had our chances when I was playing and you know, the Monday night miracle and everything, but that's fine, and you can look back on nostalgia and say, oh, this is great, that was great. Well, guess what? We're here. Hey, it's like Chaser said, hey, buddy, we're here, and we're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and that is unbelievable.
And maybe so fitting, Brett, that it happened this year, a season that had some of the lowest of lows, and now to this point, you're at the top of the mountain coming out of the West.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's funny how sports goes, doesn't it? you make a change, you bring in a coach that is a no-nonsense. You know, Kelly Chase told me this the other day, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Craig Berube was in the same role as Kelly Chase and Tony Twist and Bob Probert and those guys. He played over 1,000 games in the NHL. You tell me who can play in that role and play 1,000 games. That shows you what kind of intestinal fortitude he has and what kind of character he has. And when Vladdy Tarasenko looks at him in the room and the coach looks at him, and whether he says, hey, pick it up, or you got to be better, or whatever he says, he looks at him and he goes, I guess I better pick it up, or I better be better. Because you look at him and he goes, he is a character guy. And then you bring in the goalie and you're wondering, God, like, what do we got here? And you win 5 in a row and you just go on this roll. I call that destiny. I don't know what you guys call it.
Well, it is, Brett. Chappie's up here in the broadcast booth with us on the headsets too. And Brett, give our fans, if you don't mind, what will these players be going through now, either mentally or emotionally, prepping for this series? You did it twice. You did it with the Dallas Stars. You did it with the Detroit Red Wings. What is it like now in the room prepping for this series? You've got a great accomplishment to get to this point.
Yeah, it's you need veterans. In 99 in Dallas, I was very fortunate. One of my best friends is Guy Carboneau. He had already won 3 Stanley Cups with Montreal. And these guys, they understand, and it's like, hey, we have to take a step back. And the Doug Armstrong, just like Bob Gainey, he has to take his players away from all the BS. There's so much media. There's so much hype. You've got these young kids on our team. They need to be shielded from the BS.
Yep.
All right, no matter what you do, you're still going in on Monday, and it's game one in Boston. You have to go and play hockey. Don't worry about you. Let your wife take care of tickets.
All right,
okay, go ahead.
Well, the question I have for you, because it's a unique one then, based on what you just said. The Blues only have one player on this roster that's been to a Stanley Cup final, and that would be David Perron. They don't have anybody that's won it. Now, they have a head coach that did go to the final as a player, and so he has that experience. The Boston Bruins are a team that have many players that have not only been to 2 Stanley Cup final, but have won a Stanley Cup. So with the lack of experience, what becomes key for the St. Louis Blues in that locker room?
Well, yeah, you have to get down to brass tacks, all right?
Yep.
We have 7 games maximum left. We have to win 4. Game 1 is imperative. How are we going to prepare to win game 1? No one cares about tickets, family, anything. because we have all summer to celebrate when we win. Let's, and that's the thing. If the families are smart, they leave the players alone. Go out and find a way to play your best. Don't get caught up in all the hype and the craziness. And it's hard, but you have to do it, because if you do it and you stay together as a team and continue to play like they are playing, I'm not sure anyone can beat this team. Like, I watch them and I'm like, it's crazy how awesome they play together. They say there's a fourth line. Our fourth line is unbelievable. But then again, so is Boston's.
Right.
So it's going to be a battle. So you can't go in going anywhere, but we have to be ready for a battle.
Hey, Holly, it's Chappie. You just said it. Forget the noise and play hockey, right?
Forget the noise. They have Armstrong and Craig Berube have to shield the players from the BS.
That, I got a hunch, is not going to be a problem.
Well,
got to be honest with you.
Well, and I understand that, but it's also not going to be easy.
Correct.
You're talking about one of the greatest stories in sports. Last to first, and then 49 years, and now it's a rematch. So there's so many storylines. Howard Stern's going to want to talk to these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to Mike Caruso and these guys to be able to shield the players from the BS, because these guys in the media are so genius, they will be able to find a way to reach the players around the team.
No, that they will. Personal question for you, Brett. You've won two Stanley Cups. You lifted one in Dallas, and you get the joy every time somebody from Buffalo texts you to laugh at them the entire time. You get the Stanley Cup in Dallas. But I know where your heart really is as a hockey player and what it's meant to be here. If the Blues can get this done, what would it mean just to watch it happen in this city as much as winning the other two?
Dude, we've been saying this for, I don't know, Chaser and I don't know, what is it now, about 30 years?
Yeah.
When we win the Stanley Cup here, they talk about parades. Our parade will last a week. I mean, it will... I mean, they will change laws to have bars that never close. It will be crazy, because St. Louis is the greatest celebratory city that I've ever met in my life, with the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And I will be there every step of the way while we're winning.
Well, we love you, buddy. Thank you very much for giving us a couple minutes, man. We'll talk
love
to you soon.
I love you guys. You do such a wonderful job. And Chappie, what you've done for this organization and how you have turned the culture around with the employees and that is second to none, and I love working with you, kid.
That's beyond high praise from me, brother.
No way.
I can't appreciate it.
You deserve it. You and Chris and Mr. Stillman, dude, you have done so much for this city and this franchise. And it's only, hey.
Let's go back to work.
Hey, no matter what happens, do you see all the young kids on this team? This isn't like, oh, my God, we're never going to be here again. This is like, boy, this is going to get, people are going to be like, I'm so bored of this, going to the finals every year. God.
I hope we have that problem.
We're here,
man.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, we'll be here, won't we?
We will.
And we'll bring Kodago all the way.
Well done.
Right. Well said, Brett. That's perfect. Thanks, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right, that's Brett Hull.
Keep up the good work.
You got it.